Moncrief on News Talk.
I mentioned this story of a French teen has been fined in Singapore, and a good fine too, after posting a video to social media of himself putting a straw he had licked back into the dispenser of an orange juice vending machine. There are many other disgusting things people do in public. What if fines are introduced for all of them? To tell us more, Anna Burns, microbiologist and nutrition scientist, joins us. Anna, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Was this a particularly disgusting thing this lad did?
It was. I think it was fair that he was fined. I think it was a good high visibility, you know, dressing down of very inappropriate behaviour. I'm not at all neurotic or a clean, you know, freak at all. But there are risks to spitting in public and there are risks to spreading saliva around, unquestionably.
Are there big risks to it? I mean, does it dry up? If somebody used it after one, were they in danger?
I'd say the risk of picking anything up from that straw was up there with winning the 90 million lottery that's being advertised today. However, there still are risks. You know, spit is generally water, so saliva is quite harmless. You know, otherwise people wouldn't be kissing each other. That's fair enough because, you know, that's both people are consenting to that. But the problem is there are viruses that live in saliva. And that kissing disease virus is one, you know, the mono, as the Americans would call it, mononucleosis. But then there are things like herpes, which can give you a cold sore. That will last maybe a few hours in spit. So the speed at which this straw was picked up out of the 500 is a big question. But we all know since the pandemic that the flu virus can live in saliva. So any of the flus doing the rounds can last a few hours or even a few days in saliva. But you're dead right. When it dries up, the harm diminishes significantly.
Right. It's a disgusting thing to do though, isn't it really? I mean, what was he thinking of?
It is. It's kind of gross and it seems kind of funny and harmless. And I can understand why it went viral, you know, very high risk and all the rest. Fun kind of prank. But I'm very glad that they called him out on it because this isn't something you want to start as a norm because, you know, we've all become aware since COVID that if a person is immunocompromised, you know, a new baby is an obvious one or an elderly person, but just a person who is immunocompromised. The iffy part about saliva hanging around things is there are certain bacteria that can live for months, imagine, in dried saliva. Oh, wow. And that's not as innocuous, quite literally, as you would think. And the very dangerous one is MRSA. Now, Staph aureus lives on our skin. It gives you a sty in your eye if you run down, etc. Harmless for all of us. However, there's an MRSA, which is multi-resistant version of that. It resists almost all antibiotics. So if you happen to be the unlucky person who picks up that straw, it happens to have MRSA in it, which you can carry and never know you've carried because you're young and you're fit and you're healthy. And you happen to pass that on to a person who is immunocompromised, that can cause serious infection.
Right. He got caught by posting it on social media. Well done, that lad. And to be honest, although he was fined, it could have been a lot worse for him, couldn't it?
It could, you know, they were the first to come out with a chewing gum ban in the 90s. And that was kind of groundbreaking. That was because they were spending truckloads of money every year cleaning up chewing gum by all accounts. But I think the kind of disrespect is the big piece here. You know, I'm a bit of a tennis obsessive. Yeah. And watching the French Open a while back, there's this young, gorgeous Italian, and he's really funny and cute and adorable. And he's Flavio Cabelli, and he's just gorgeous. But he spits. I've never seen the likes of it before.
On the court.
In tennis matches, on court.
In front of everyone.
Would be, yeah, with the camera trained upon you, one person.
What,
you know,
must his parents be saying?
But that's what I was thinking. Now, I don't think we'll get in the way of his Rolex, you know, deals or whatever, but it is gross because that's not something you want others to emulate. It's not funny. It's banned in a lot of countries, like India. A lot of places they ban it because there's this betel nut that people chew. It gives them a high, like, you know, a cigarette might give you a high or weed or whatever. Betel nut in some countries, in New Guinea, for instance, they ban spitting because you spit out this red juice that is staining. They're concerned about cleanliness. But there are lots of countries that ban spitting, imagine. In the UK, they banned it back in the day when tuberculosis was doing the rounds in the 50s and 60s. So By law, you're not allowed to spit in some parts of the UK. Yeah, now no one ever enforces it. They've other fish to fry, but there is a particular logic to it. You know, we should be aware of it, you'd imagine, since COVID. Now, maybe the teenager was too young to even remember COVID.
No, and he thinks nobody is watching his social media posts apart from his three best friends.
And it went viral, as irony would have it.
Yes, that'll teach him. You'd have to wonder, are we a bit behind the curve in Ireland, would you say? I think I get the impression we may be.
Well, I think fining for any kind of public disorder, you know, the dog poo piece was very good when fines actually became enforceable. So I think that changed behaviour, didn't it? You know, 10, 15 years ago, you couldn't walk outside your front door for trying to sidestep leftovers, you know. So nowadays, people are more conscious. So I do think fining that kind of behaviour is a great idea. I think spitting is particularly disgusting. Now, I know the young man didn't spit, but it's not a million miles away from that.
No, it's not. I have to be honest now. I feel there's an elephant in the room here, which one of us better mention. And it's the fact that public urination seems to be a national sport sometimes in Ireland. And if we're not calling people out over that, we're hardly going to start calling them out over spitting, are we?
Well, I mean, I find it gobsmacking that in recent years, people pull in the side of a road and pee, not even heading for a bush. Yeah. When did that become kosher? Well, I've no idea.
At least is a country road. I'm thinking more about city streets, to be honest, which it's jaw-dropping.
It is. And urine is actually sterile in your body. But once it hits the atmosphere, now you've got a hotbed of a medium that things will grow on. So it's filthy.
And horrible smell for tourists to walk our streets and go, what is going on in this country?
So maybe we should start there. Maybe we've done dog poo. Maybe that's the next job.
I never go anywhere without my dog poo bags. You know, I'm never going to be caught short in that direction, Anna, I'll tell you that. It'd be a nice move to continue if we continued in that direction for a while. But maybe we need to have Singapore take over our public spaces or something.
Well, I mean, or even somewhere closer to home like Switzerland, where they value cleanliness such that, you know, they do fine you for throwing rubbish, etc. And it does work. And the place is clean and inviting. And like that, you won't have the smell of urine. And you certainly won't see people spitting on the street. I think going back even to that cat notion of rubbing a cat versus a dog, you know, any cat or dog will respect themselves enough to keep them clean. Yeah. And, you know, I think if our environment isn't that clean, then of course people are going to pee in the street because they're too lazy to wait till they go home or whatever. So I do think there's kind of a whole cascading thing around cleanliness. And I do think there's kind of a social norm and acceptance as well. Personally, on the tennis court, I think a person should be fined for that. You know, you're fined for cursing, you're fined for throwing your racket. I think that should be as public a fine as that young man in Singapore was fined for licking a straw, which seems kind of harmless and a bit of a harmless prank. And it actually probably was.
Yeah.
But just having that line in the sand and that boundary around kind of public order and hygiene, there would be no harm in that. Yeah, and you would think since COVID, we all became a little bit more aware, but how fast we forget.
Yeah, incredible. Anna, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Anna Burns there, microbiologist and nutrition scientist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.